The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, on this Thursday, 16 December. 2010. Only 8 more shopping days to the holiday season. Whoa, I'm sorry, Christmas. Notice how over the last 10, 20 years people have, well, not to upset the Kwanzaa people or the Hanukkah people, or, you know, we're just this breadbasket of diversity here in this country, so we've got to make terms that we use politically correct. I find it fascinating that when push comes to shove and profit is your motive, that Walmart would make the decree it's okay now to say Merry Christmas, only to personalize it for the customer. So now they're being all Santa Clausy and warm and friendly and Merry Christmassy because their sales are hurting. I guess it's good to be arrogant when you're padded well with cash. When you're not so well padded, you're a little bit more humble. On today's program, a lot has been talked about. I just saw the Jesse Ventura conspiracy theory about the Gulf and the possibility that the Gulf Stream is slowing. Actually, I got to admit, I watched this last night with my wife, and I actually thought it was a pretty good program. And, of course, we had AJ skulking in and out of doorways in New Orleans, giving reports to Jesse. And, well, I'll give due where due is due. And Ventura did a good job on that one. It's still up in the air. I have a few listeners that know me pretty well and known me for a number of years. That they're not quite sure what the Jesse Ventura conspiracy show is all about, but did you watch that one? Yes, I am watching all of them. I watch as much as I can of what's going on out there to gauge its authenticity or its effect or propaganda purposes and who's driving whom. You know, you can drive yourself nuts thinking about this kind of stuff. Don't look at me like that. I'm not ready for the rubber room yet. Manimals are manning my board today. At any rate, we'll take the upcoming break here. Got a lot of stuff to cover. I'm going to go into this Gulf Stream thing a little bit. Britain is saying it's in for the worst blizzard in many, many years, 100 years. Well, doing a little bit of research here, and it's massive. And for everybody who will claim that the Gulf Stream is stopping or slowing, you will have people, NOAA and other people saying, or Columbia University saying, no, it isn't. It slows down from time to time, then speeds back up. The information is conflicting as well as it is supporting. So this is a hard one to go through, but I'm going to take a little stab at it here. In a short amount of time, I had to research it out, but what brought my attention is that Britain in for worst blizzard in 100 years. Well, it kind of turns out that we've had blizzards about every 100 years. Really, really, really cold temperatures in winter. Global warming? Eh, don't think so.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabyte, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How is it made, Don?
Well, Extendabyte is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendabyte continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42 I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendabyte. To get your Extendabyte, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
We had severe winters in this country, and they point to very, very bad and cold winters, stringing a few together back in the 1700s, 1800s, 1900s in this country. And Britain is, and Scotland and Ireland and, well, all those people over there are experiencing something that they're not quite used to. Very, very hard and cold winter. And keep in mind, it's the middle of December. Freezing Britain will be buried in the worst blizzards in 100 years today. Drifts up to 6 foot are expected as 60-mile-an-hour Arctic gales batter the country. Motorists and train commuters have been warned to expect chaos, while thousands of schools will be shut early. And they're saying millions of Christmas cards and presents will not arrive. Bah humbug. Forecasters have warned that the storms, which will drop a foot of snow in hours, will even be more serious than the notorious 1962-63 winter and the worst to hit Britain since 1927. Giant drifts are set to close dozens of main roads. Scores of railway lines will be threatened with long delays and cancellations. Net weather forecaster Ian Michael White said heavy snow is expected to fall on Thursday everywhere north of the diagonal line from the River Humber to the Cotswold in Wales, whatever that means. The winds are expected to cause 6 foot drifts in the north. Many roads will be closed, including A roads. Long range forecaster Jonathan Powell of Positive Weather Solutions said the freeze could last until mid February and the temperatures this winter could plummet to a record low. The polar freeze is set to cost our economy $13.2 billion by Christmas, wiping out 1% of the UK's annual turnover. Retailers said the snowfalls could force small firms to fold. Well, yeah, that's only after they've been weakened by the storm of the banks. You get a good storm over there, interrupt a few days of shopping, and, oh, it might force some businesses to close permanently. And they finish up by saying, to add to this misery, petrol prices rose even higher, with the average liter of unleaded hitting 122.14 pounds. And I think that about equates to about $3.5-$4 a gallon. I'm trying to do this comparison in my head, pound versus dollar, and, well, they're paying more. So, what is the Gulf Stream? Why does it do what it does? Is the oil that BP, with their core exit, drove 90% plus of the oil to the Gulf floor? And the contention is that C-130s are making nightly flights. When a new plume of oil pops up in the Gulf, they're out there to spray it at night. I don't know how they see it at night. Maybe night vision, I don't know. Maybe that would work. At any rate, they're out there spraying the core exit. Now, supposedly, the United States government is suing British Petroleum, and they told them to stop using, the EPA actually told BP to stop using the core exit. Why? Because the stuff is a poisonous mix. And there's other stuff out on the market that is just as effective as core exit. Remember what core exit does. It doesn't get rid of the oil. It just breaks it up into smaller little globules that sink to the bottom of the Gulf. Now, is that a solution? Well, not if you're a shrimp crawling around in the basin of the Gulf of Mexico, or fish that come in to spawn and feed and whatever else. We don't know the net effects of what has happened. Mother Earth will heal itself eventually. Now, what that's going to do to people in the meantime, to businesses down there, to the fishing industry, it's not looking real good. But, you know, good old Mother Earth here has a way of healing its own wounds. And I think we give too much credence to mankind and the destruction that we're doing to the environment and the air currents and the ocean currents and everything else. We know that there's a game out there to try to capitalize on falsely created chaos. Just ask Al Gore. Old Al anymore is not making public appearances, and when he does, he finds himself grabbing his hat and ducking to the back door because people are really angry with him. It looks like his carbon tax thing is blowing up in his face, as it should. You know, oil consumption, is it up? Are we putting more carbon into the air? I would safely say that probably 6 billion human beings on the face of this earth, breathing, just taking in air and exhaling carbon dioxide, is probably producing more of that greenhouse gas than anything else. But carbon dioxide, we're not talking methane here, folks. We're not talking ammonia. We're not talking about something that is toxic and that will kill you. The green stuff on this earth uses it like we use oxygen. It needs it to live. And I was rather fascinating for all the things that you can do to combat, you know, a building up of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. Plant trees. Plant a crap load of trees. You know, the Audubon Society, remember back in the 60s and the 70s and even into the 80s? Oh, plant a tree. You know, it's kind of like Johnny Appleseed. Go out there and plant a tree. What a wonderful way to reduce Earth's heat. You know, it doesn't reflect heat like a paved parking lot would. It takes in that nasty carbon dioxide and gives us what? Ooh, oxygen. As well as the world's ocean, that's most of the air, the oxygen generated on this earth, folks, it's regenerated not by green stuff, chlorophyll process, but by the oceans themselves. 75% of the oxygen comes from the oceans. So, not buying all of this global warming, and they had to back off of that because it looks like we're heading into a little mini ice age here. I don't know how bad the winter is going to be in this country, but over in England and in Europe, they're saying, hey, it's going to be really cold. Now, one of the problems is like a standing wave pattern, and we're talking about the air currents. And what I'm seeing here from the reports that I'm reading is that there is a jet flow right across northern Europe, and that kind of keeps the Arctic blast at bay. Well, that somehow has kind of dipped towards Spain and, well, meandered around a little bit. Now, if that is the case, well, then you're going to have a change. Just as El Nino in this country, just as the jet streams and the weather patterns will bring different temperatures at different times of year in this country. So there's a whole lot to this. Now, let me get into, you know, what the heck is the Gulf Stream and how does it really affect our weather? Now, there are actually currents within the ocean itself. It's just like a big pond or a bathtub, thinking about it in those terms. Just like the atmosphere is moving around hot and cold air to balance things around, which is really the basis of all the weather, the oceans do the same thing. The ocean itself has currents within it to transport warm water poleward and cold water equatorward. In other words, warm up, cold down. This is a big circulating thing in the Atlantic Ocean. Now, the fact that the Earth has an axial tilt is unevenly heated by the sun during the course of the year really forces this to happen. There are warm currents and cold currents. An example of a cold current would be the Labrador Current. Might have heard about that before, which was responsible for kiting some icebergs into the path of the Titanic. And the captain, of course, knew about the iceberg warnings and didn't take the ship 100 miles or so south and full speed ahead and damn the icebergs. No, he just decided to clip that little end of the field. Well, we all know how that turned out. Now, the warm ocean currents, always associated with storm development, hurricanes need warm water to intensify. The storm systems themselves benefit from said currents. It's the reason why we get all these nor'easters and why storms really balloon off the Carolina coast. It's why hurricanes stay alive a long time going up the eastern seaboard. You ever wonder about that? You see them come into the Gulf, they hit, you know, Yucatan Peninsula, or they hit Texas, or they hit, you know, Louisiana, or whatever. And then they'll move northward, hit land, and then they all peter out. Why? Because they're not being fed by that warm water. Well, what happens when they go up the East Coast? They can go up the East Coast quite a ways. Why? Because of the Gulf Current. It's still feeding the hurricane. Now, and then this, by the way, this is why you never see hurricanes going up the coast of California, because the Pacific waters are colder, and it doesn't have that warm current constantly being pumped in, circulating around in the Gulf, heating up even more, going through the Straits of Florida. See, it comes in south of Cuba, goes up, circulates around the Gulf, and then through the Straits of Florida, through the Keys, and then up the East Coast. And this is a pretty dramatic current, sometimes moving as fast as 5 knots or a little more than 5 miles an hour. So it's a constant thing, but it does from time to time change. So I have a lot of information on this. Now, some of this might be repetitive, but there are different points of view on this with more explanation. And talking about the Gulf Stream, where it comes from, this begins in the Caribbean and ends up in the North Atlantic. The Gulf Stream system is one of the world's most intensely studied current systems, and the extensive western boundary currents play an important role in poleward, what a hard word to say, poleward transfer of heat and salt, and serves to warm the European subcontinent. A little bit more on this. We've got a lot of information to cover. Amnesty vote this week. Ron Paul and earmarks. And we'll get to all of that stuff right after this.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactiv works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactiv Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactiv's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective, it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll-free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Well, as I said, the poleward transfer of heat salt serves to warm the European subcontinent. Traditional hydrographic studies in this region include a bunch of different people from the 60s, and it goes into the different, and I'm not going to bore you here because then I'd have to read the reports from the 60s, and I'm not going to do that. But they go on to say the Gulf Stream begins upstream of Cape Hatteras, where the Florida Current ceases to follow the continental shelf. The position of the stream as it leaves the coast changes throughout the year. In the fall, it shifts north, while in the winter and early spring, it shifts south. Compared with the width of the current, the range of the variation is relatively small. Recent studies suggested that the meridional range of the annual variation in stream path may be closer to 100 kilometers. Other characteristics of the current are more variable. Significant changes in the transport, meandering, and structure can be observed through many time scales as it travels northeast. Now, they go into the issue of not only space, but also time. The Gulf Stream transport varies not only in space, but also in time. According to Geosat results, the current transports a maximum amount of water in the fall and a minimum in the spring. Makes sense, because you think about it, what happens? The Earth tilts on its axis, the south down the equator and down in that area gets warmer. This is their summer down here. That's why it's winter here. Okay, Earth just tilts. At any rate, All these studies found that the Gulf Stream has a marked seasonal variability with peak-to-peak amplitude and sea surface heights. The fluctuation is mostly confined to the upper part of the water column as a result of seasonal heating and expansion of surface waters. Interestingly, the variations in transport of the deep waters in the current appears to be almost opposite in phase to the surface waters. So in other words, down deep, you got the cold stuff meandering south. Up top, you got the stuff migrating northward. Now, the mechanism that that was studied, and this has got an extensive convection south of the Gulf Stream in the winter due to the atmospheric cooling of the surface waters, and again, because of the tilt of the Earth. This causes the thermal cline to deepen and transport to increase. Although the idea has been controversial, like transport to meandering, the Gulf Stream intensifies downstream of Cape Hatteras. Once it reaches the Grand Banks, the structure of the Gulf Stream changes from a single meandering front to a multiple branching fronts. One branch curves north along the continental slope, eventually turning east between 50 and 52 degrees north. This branch is called the North Atlantic Current and was well known even a while ago in somebody's time, and I don't know what time that guy lived in, but at any rate, the other branch flows southeastward towards the Mid-Atlantic Ridge, and this is called the Azores Current. The southern branch is most likely synonymous with the Atlantic Current and was formerly named the Azores Current. The region of the Gulf Stream's branch point is highly dynamic and subject to rapid change. Now, I could go on and like I said, on the question, is the Gulf Stream slowing down or whatever? You can look at the information that's out there, and as many people will say that it is slowing down as it is not changing. Now, it's hard to weigh through this stuff. I am not a climatologist. I am not an oceanographic person. But there are people that do study this stuff. Columbia, for example, is saying that the research reveals that the Gulf Stream is not responsible for mild winters in Europe. So, consequently, slowing down or stopping of that doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be a colder winter in Europe. And again, going back to the jet streams that affect them and keep that, those cold Arctic blasts at bay. It's kind of like a guard mechanism. They say that new research shows that the Gulf Stream has little effect on the contrast in winter temperatures between Europe and Eastern North America. See, this is where we get into countervailing viewpoints. Dispelling a long-held assumption, instead, atmospheric circulation, augmented by the Rocky Mountains, plays a larger role, says Dr. Richard Seeger of Columbia University's Lamont-Dottery Earth Observatory, and Dr. David Battisti of the University of Washington and their colleagues, published in the Quarterly Journal of the Royal Meteorological Society. This new data suggests that atmospheric circulation is more important to understanding climate variability than is the ocean circulation. Now, what Seeger, Battisti, and their co-workers found was that much of the difference in temperature between the eastern North America and western Europe can be explained by the simple and well-known fact that the ocean stores heat in the summer and gradually releases it in the winter. Where winds blow from west to east, as across the North Atlantic, the heat released in winter preferentially warms land areas to the east of the ocean. Now, that this is a big effect is well known, but the new research shows that winter temperatures contrast is much bigger than can be accounted for by the simple difference between a warm maritime climate in Europe and a frigid continental climate in North America. The Rocky Mountains play a major role. Analogous to the island in a stream, the Rockies set up a persistent wave in the winds downstream that brings cold winds from the north into eastern North America and warm winds from the south into western Europe. This pattern of movement of heat by the winds account for half of the total difference in winter temperatures between the two regions, with much of the other half attributable to the release of heat stored in the ocean. A little bit more on this. I have a tendency to be thorough and in this case, a little differing point of view, but to get the information out there, some people are claiming the Gulf Stream is stopping, others are saying it's not. So which is it? Is it moving or is it dead?
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each meal is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain meal, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain meal will be passed down through generation.
Tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
This must be, it might be for people out there that this is more information about the Gulf Stream than they wanted to know, and others it may not be enough. It's always hard to satisfy the appetites, but we have a tendency to be a little bit more thorough on different subjects. But suffice it to say, these people at Columbia, and finishing up, they say that the Rocky Mountains play a major role. And they did some computer modeling. They say that the Gulf Stream heat transport has a minor effect while the Rocky Mountains loom large. Now, the research team analyzed observational data to first make their argument, then performed a set of experiments which computer models of the atmosphere and the ocean to prove it. In some model experiments, they accounted for the movement of the heat by ocean currents, and in others, they stopped the ocean from moving entirely. In other experiments, they removed mountains and made the Earth flat. When the Rocky Mountains were removed from the model, temperatures in eastern North America warmed, and they dropped in Western Europe. So, like I said, there are different takes on this. Folks... We know more about the moon and the moon's surface than we do the oceans and its depths. I've recently seen programming where they sent the bathyscaphs, you know, these deep diving submersibles, and I mean deep, to the ocean floor, and they're seeing stuff that they have never, ever, ever, ever seen before. Species of animals and fish that they've never seen before. And some of these things are truly frightening looking, and it looks like some kid with a science fiction magazine, and, well, he let his imagination go and decided to, what did creatures look like on other inhabited worlds? And you'd swear that there they are. I mean, they're bizarre, beautiful. I mean, just the point being that we don't know a hell of a lot about our oceans. We know how to go through them. We know how to do warfare in them. We can shoot nuclear weapons from subs that go through it and ships that go on top of it. And we kind of understand wind flows and weather patterns, kind of, sort of, but we don't understand the variations. And do not forget, what has dropped off the radar scope here in all this global warming argument, which they saw fit that, well, how do we explain when it gets cold? Well, that's climate change, you know. As Rivero said today, that heat causes cold. Well, in a dynamic such as the Earth's atmosphere, the tilting of the sun, the Earth on its axis, other variations there, it is dynamic and it will change. Gone from the argument is the Ice Age. Last one happened about 90,000 years ago. It will happen again. So is this necessarily a bad thing? Yeah, maybe the glaciers will stop in Sandusky, Ohio this time and not go halfway across the continental United States. I have callers. Let me bring up my caller page here. Steve in Oregon. Hello, Steve.
Hey, thank you, John. Yeah. Hey, I do understand. I mean, Alex Jones has a lot of great guests. I understand, you know, the differences you guys have and all that stuff.
Yeah, well, then
You are the greatest, and I really like you a lot, too. And my point here is, sometimes I just have to step back, you know, and it's I don't know if he's on, I don't think he's on RBN, but Charlie McGrath, he's a layman's layman, you know, he's really fun to listen to sometimes, because he just spells out, and I know all about Israel, I know about the Rothschilds and all this stuff, all the way back to the Bible with Genesis, all this stuff, okay, but sometimes it's just good to just think about what is, and the global warming, I totally agree with you on everything, but sometimes just to look at what's going on right in front of my face that cannot be controversial, okay? And I look at unemployment, and that's what I've been my main subject. And I'm looking at right now, and I'm not going to get into unemployment, whether it's good or bad, because both sides have issues that are too much for me. But I will look at the fact that right now, tens of thousands, if not millions, tens of thousands for sure in Oregon, I look on the Oregon government documents, I don't get this from AJ or you or anybody else, I look at their statistics.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I'm just going, you know, the homeless things are already all filled, you know, and that's because people are already falling off, the unemployment thing. This month, and I looked at the graph from the Oregon thing, when they had it, right now is going to be the biggest time when they start falling off the unemployment issue. And you know what? I don't know. I know there's a lot of issues that you talk about, the global warming, the all this kind of stuff, but this is just right in front of my face.
No, I got it. Well, as a matter of fact, I'm going to get into the unemployment picture vicariously by way of shipping so many thousands of factories out of the U.S., stopping productions. I don't agree with Donald Trump very often, Stephen, but even him on Neil Cavuto on the Business Channel, Fox Business Channel, just came out with a scathing, about a 4-minute scathing synopsis on, you know, China and their crap. He actually used the term "crap" on Cavuto's show that they're making. So I'll get into those subjects. All right, got to move on here. I've got this halfway mapped out of my head before I lose track here. Thank you for your call, Stephen. Let me get this out of the way. This is important. I don't want to minimize this one. Amnesty vote. Lame duck Congress. It's coming up this week. And it is said that Senator Reid to forced amnesty by Friday. Reid and his leftist leaders, gotta love them, little socialists and communists that they are. I'd love them in a different country. They're calculating their votes as we speak and will pull the amnesty trigger with very little notice. Dirty Harry is resorting to even dirtier tricks and trying to force amnesty measures upon us during a lame duck session. While he has the voting power of every amnesty-supporting sore loser in Washington prior to their departure early next month. The DREAM Act is one of the worst pieces of legislation cooked up by the Obama administration, and its supporters throughout every level and division of government know it. The DREAM Act is the leftist radicals' desperate attempt to secure victory in 2012 elections by creating a stranglehold on the American voting base. The flooding of this list of eligible voters with 12 million citizens, and I use that term loosely, who align without exception with the leftists because of their willingness to dole out welfare and other entitlements just to stay in power, or for the recipients of that redistribution of wealth, some grocery money. Now, we have less than 1 week to keep Obama and his cronies, Mr. Reed, Pelosi, from turning America into a welfare nation, turning us into government slaves. Now, this is going to be easy for them to do, mind you. Relatively easy, because what is the big concern out there? Heating and eating. Do I have a house? Do I have a job? Can I buy groceries? Can I survive? So if you've got somebody that's going, hey, psst, come on over here, get a little taste of this. And I'm going to tell you they're going to get you hooked on it. They're going to tell you it's wonderful. Here, have a little taste of this. And they get you hooked. We have people in this country that actually believe that they are entitled to stuff from the federal government. It's their divine right, being born America, because they've bought into this thing that they were the richest and most powerful. Well, maybe at one time we were, but we're not anymore. We're trillions and trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars in debt. So, I mean, the entitlement people out there will, well, you know, what's another $50 or $100 billion? You know, we have to survive, don't we? We'll leave that question dangle in the air. Dave in Idaho. Hello, Dave.
Yes.
Hi.
How you doing?
What's on your mind?
And thank you for your day.
Yeah.
Just everything going on for your entire radio show for the entire day has been excellent.
Okay. Dave,
I love every single thing that's going on with your day.
Well, I appreciate that, Dave. Do you have something specific?
Not necessarily, other than the fact that I have donated. I love to go ahead and donate to your cause on donation only. I love every moment of it.
Well, I appreciate that very much. I mean, it's an important thing. A lot of people would like to thank you because they themselves have supported and contributed, and they listen to the advertisements, the worn-out advertisements, and they support our sponsors.
Yes. The song thing going on where people try to actually invent the song thing. Mm. Good to go on that one.
Well, and it's not a monumental amount of money to keep this network going, and I think we're doing a pretty good job in the middle of the worst depression that this country has ever seen. I think we're in a pretty...
I believe that actually you're doing a really good job, and you've been trying in other different fields, and I do appreciate that. I've thought about that myself.
Mm-hmm.
Great to go on that. I am amazed in Texas, as you are. Amazing, literally amazing. You can actually pull all this stuff off that you're doing. You and your wife have actually probably pulled off what most people cannot do on themselves.
Well, yeah. It's not something, it's kind of a specialized field. Not everybody can do this. That's for doggone.
Well,
sure.
And you're not also like looking for an ego pat.
No.
And you've seen plenty of other people making plenty of money on how things work. I am actually amazed that you just do this.
So am I. I'm amazed and thankful every day.
Now, you have other radio hosts on your broadcast operation.
Yeah.
And the other radio hosts are, you know, like glorifying other people that are actually technically making more money than you.
That's a true statement.
And so I was listening to this over the weekend, and I can't possibly believe, seriously, that you actually put up with this, other than the fact that you want to put out everything. It's kind of like a medium.
I put up with what? What are you speaking of specifically?
Oh, that would be, let's say, like the Turner thing. And other radio hosts have actually put up with that.
And you know what? And it's my policy here to keep hands off of programming.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so that's amazing, because those people make probably more money than you do.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
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 And so it's amazing. And I saw this about 6 months ago, and that's what turned me into your channel, because I could not possibly believe that you were that, let's say, neutral. You could do it. And still actually retain an entire operation going on like you do. I mean, this is literally millions of people listen to you.
Well,
and you're being actually even on this with everybody that you have on your channel.
Well, it's for the cause. It's for the cause of freedom and liberty. Ego and money doesn't have anything to do with it. The only thing I'm interested in doing is having enough operational capital to keep this thing going and improve the lineup where we can. We always make adjustments on the network. By the way, one of them, Michael Collins Piper is no longer on the network. I'm sorry? As of last night. We're going to continue with the American Free Press Hour. I've talked to Mark Anderson, which is now the editor of that newspaper, and there's some other people over there. But at any rate, we're going to keep the AFP Hour going. I just wanted to bring that up in case some people were wondering. I got a nasty email from somebody. Oh, you fired Piper, and I can't tell you what the rest of the email said. I didn't fire him. He quit. Okay? And I think it was... I don't know. I'm looking at AFP. I like the association over there. They've done a lot of good work. Mark Anderson, as I said, is the new editor over there, and I just spoke to him today. And he was driving through, I think he said, Illinois. And he was on his cell phone. He had his laptop in his lap, and he was multitasking, editing the stories for the newspaper as he drove down the highway. Now, he is their roving reporter for AFP, and I don't think he's going to be able to do this Monday through Friday. But at any rate, there's another guy over there, and we'll come up with something that will keep their important newspaper that's been around since the spotlight years. So at any rate, just wanted to throw that in, Dave, while I had the opportunity.
Also, basically, you're doing a great job, and you and your wife are doing, like, everything for this thing. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir.
I can do everything on my end as I possibly can, and I'm thankful, straight up, not religious thankful, just me being a person. Thankful that I found you guys, and I can listen to you guys on my cell phone if I want to.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to pay for that. I don't have to download that thing as a subscription. You guys up on iPads and the Android phones, and I can go hop in my truck and like drive around all day and just pick you guys up.
Well, cool.
And I love every bit of that thing, and I am just happy that I don't have to subscribe. You jack. I got you guys live. You're morning people. How did you even find those guys?
I don't know. It's hard to find morning radio people, that much I can tell you. Because you have to, if you've got a 7 a.m. Central Time show and you're located on the East Coast, well, that's not so bad because it's an hour later. But even still, I mean,
anybody that's actually up that early and not crazy, how do you do it?
Yeah. Somebody that has a problem sleeping at night, I don't know.
Yeah, exactly, and they're not crazy.
Dave, I got to let you go.
Anyway, have a good time.
All right.
And also, I just give you guys compliments on your radio station, and also you have my support 100%.
Thank you. I appreciate it very much. You know, this a network would not be if it were not for the listeners. I mean, what would be the point to broadcasting to nothing? You know, it's like the old saying, if a tree falls in the forest and there's nobody there, does it make a sound when it falls? Well, does it make a difference if we run a network and nobody listens to it? At any rate, we'll take the break here, come back on the other side. Before I get into the economy... gigantic Ponzi scheme and the stuff that's going on. That's going to take me a little while to get through. A bunch of information I was not even aware of. So hang on for that one. And also, I'll do this quickly after the break. Man, 9-month-old twins die just minutes after a measles vaccination.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
I'm going to assume that this gentleman that's been emailing me for, I guess, years now, Jeff is not your first name, talking about the Gulf oil spill, the possibility of the Gulf Stream slowing down or stopping or whatever. He sends me an email that said, I could tell you why, but then I'd have to kill myself. Now, Jeff, do me a favor. Don't be as cryptic as that. I never asked you directly. You never volunteered, so I'm not going to ask, but I'm going to assume that somehow you work in the intelligence community. So, more information or none? At any rate, nine-month-old twins die just minutes after measles vaccination. Nine-month-old twins die just minutes after measles vaccination. Natural News, a pair of nine-month-old twin girls died within minutes of being given a measles vaccine at a private clinic in Ghaziabad, India. The girls were taken by their uncle to receive measles vaccination at the Devera Nursing Home. I took them for the vaccination around 6 p.m. on Wednesday. They were given the vaccination around 7:15 p.m. In 15 minutes, the children started breathing heavily. When the first girl began to experience distress, breathing heavily and vomiting, her sister had not been vaccinated. Sharma asked the doctor to hold off on the vaccinating the second girl, but he insisted on going ahead. The second girl went into distress, and both girls lost consciousness. Even as the condition of one of my daughters deteriorated, the doctors told us that we need not worry since it was a normal reaction to the vaccine. The girl's father said the deteriorating condition of the baby did not deter him from administering the vaccine to my other daughter. There's an old maxim in the medical community. It's called first do no harm, and if there's a suspicion that you did some harm, you don't move ahead. The doctor then transferred the girls to another hospital and then vanished. The girls went into critical condition, and their family rushed them to a third hospital. We took the twins to Ganesh Hospital in Nehru Nagar, where doctors again declared them dead. Then we informed the police and handed over the bodies and lodged the complaints at Kavi Nagar Police Station. I have given orders to seal the hospital and take samples of the vaccine, said SSP Rabar Lal. I guess he's at the Nagar Police Station. We have approached the chief medical officer to probe the incident. The cause of death has not yet been determined. Ooh, let me see here. Vaccination, both girls dead, go into respiratory failure. And the only commonality here is the vaccine itself. Now, I think they're saying here the cause of death has not been determined precisely, but I think there's a good indication here of what went wrong. And who knows, you know, folks, who knows what they're dumping, and excuse me for saying this, you know, I still consider, you know, India, even though it says as a country, it's been around for a very long time, by American standards, it's still kind of third worldish. So who knows? Did vaccine makers knowingly dump bad vaccinations on them? Or was it the vaccinations themselves? And that's what they've been giving everybody else. Had dinner with Dr. Mary Toko last night. She does a lot on the vaccinations, and she agreed to do a program on the network sometime on the weekend, if I can find her a hole. But at any rate, along those vaccination lines, just thought I'd throw that in there. Top of the hour break coming up, second hour of the National Intel Report. What? I'm going to break. You're telling me I'm callers. What do you want me to do about it? Skip the break? It's top of the hour. It's a hard break. Can't do it. Second hour coming up. Callers, hang on. 800-313-9443. I'll get to you.